Rochelle Lee Smith's traveling photo essay, which was installed on March 1st into an art gallery at UConn, has been seen by people all over the world. But for the first time in the exhibit's history, Speaking Out, Queer Youth in Focus, was vandalized.
What happened was they entered the art gallery and used Sharpie marker to deface three of the photographs there.
That's Ben Plant, a student on the Rainbow Center staff and green crew who helped install the exhibit. Rochelle Lee Smith's photo essay comprises dozens of portraits of queer youth with handwritten messages. According to UConn spokeswoman Stephanie Reitz, the vandalism to the works likely occurred sometime overnight Thursday into Friday. Phallic symbols were drawn on the glass of two photographs, and a mustache was drawn on a self-portrait of the artist. The person or people who vandalized the works also wrote, "God hates the gays," in a logbook for visitors. Here's Katie Edelman, another student on the green crew who helped install the exhibit.
Personally, I just felt really upset. I want to believe that UConn is a very accepting, open place. And I mean, no place is 100% perfect. And it's just kind of hard when you have to see firsthand and so personally a reminder of that.
In 1999, the New York Times ran a piece citing a Princeton Review ranking that placed UConn number 12 out of the 20 most homophobic college campuses in the United States. Today, UConn is given 4.5 out of 5 stars on the LGBT-friendly Campus Climate Index for being LGBTQ accepting. Although Edelman said huge strides have been made since that 1999 ranking, she still sees this incident as a reminder that no place is perfect.
I think this is just, for all of us, kind of like a painful reminder that people will go out of their way to make it known that they feel like hatred and bigotry like towards this community.
Reitz said in an email to WHUS that when the vandalism was discovered, the administration followed the protocol for bias-related incidents, graffiti, and images and notified UConn police. Plant said he has been in touch with artist Rochelle Lee Smith, who expressed frustration that she wasn't notified sooner about what had happened. Although the incident likely occurred Thursday into Friday, students from the Green Crew said they, nor the artist, knew about it until Monday. Here's Edelman.
I mean, for us, like, the fact that we found out on Monday, like, okay, that's one thing, but the artist should have known, like, that night.
The vandalism happened to a gallery that is just one floor below the Rainbow Center. Green Crew member Brendan Purcell said because he sees the Rainbow Center as a safe space for members and allies of the LGBT community, this was particularly alarming.
Where's the jump from one person coming up and harassing our patrons and just being just very, very aggressive to them? It's just a small step in my head.
Spokeswoman Reitz said, quote, "There's no place on any of our campuses for this kind of intolerance and bias, and we're disgusted by it." Reitz urges anyone with information to contact the UConn police. For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham, reporting from Storrs.